Farage tells Breitbart, "We are on the verge of banks running word checks on customers' social media." By Oliver J.J. Lane on August 4, 2023. Banks are working with credit agencies to roll out word checks of social media accounts to assess how worthy of banking facilities members of the public are. Brexit's Nigel Farage tells Breitbart as his new freedom of speech campaign gains momentum. Having a bank account is essential to exist in the modern Western world, and yet moves to further debank the public if they hold views that don't align with the prevailing elite view are developing. Brexit leader turned anti-woke capitalism campaigner Nigel Farage told Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM Patriot Friday morning. "Far from merely being institutions which serve an important role in society by taking deposits, then making loans, and making some profit by doing so, banks have now become highly politically active," Mr. Farage warned. This is a campaign he has taken up to increasing effect in the United Kingdom after he was debanked for not aligning with his bank's newfound left-wing values. "This will be part of a growing trend if it isn't nipped in the bud now," Farage warned, revealing even more intrusive steps to ensure those with conservative opinions can't pay bills or make purchases are coming. He said banks signed up to environmental, social and governance programs seem to be employing wokies who are just filled with an almost hatred for people who don't subscribe to their worldview, and that the argument I've been making is if they can do it to me, they can certainly do it to you. What we do know is that British clearing banks are now working with some of the credit agencies to put in place word checks on the social media accounts of their customers. You can see the direction. We are literally on the verge of this happening. So we really have to start shouting. The concept of banks assessing the worthiness of potential customers by their social media use certainly isn't a new concept and has been long discussed. But Farage's recent revelations of the scale and depth of debanking that has been going on below the surface in the United Kingdom may be seen as throwing the threat into a new light. Farage told Breitbart News Daily that he had already received thousands and thousands of responses from the public to his call to come forward and reveal their own experience of being debanked and mistreated by financial institutions. The veteran campaigner also revealed some of the egregious cases that respondents had claimed to have experienced, including someone saying they lost their account because they voiced their views on the bank being covered in huge LGBT messages. Another, shockingly, told Farage's campaign that when he tried to withdraw cash at a branch, he was interrogated by the cashier and asked, "But why do you want it? What do you want it for?" Telling the bank it was none of their business was treated as abuse of staff and consequently grounds for account closure, it was said. In other cases, those employed in perfectly legal professions, but ones not well thought of among left-wing circles, have also had their accounts closed, including gun brokers and huntsmen, it was said. Mr. Farage has previously said he would be investigating the claims made to his accountclosed.org website in a bid to discover how widespread the phenomenon is, and which the worst offending banks in the UK are. "We have got a really relentless drive towards a cashless society, towards central bank digital currencies, where our lives will be completely controlled," said Mr. Farage, speaking of the emerging social credit score-like system presently being developed. While he has had some notable early successes in the United Kingdom, including getting the CEOs of a bank and a banking group to resign over their involvement in debanking practices and dishonest dealing, there is still a distance to go to ensure these developments are killed off for good. Farage said that while the United Kingdom had a strong democratic and freedom of speech tradition, unlike many European nations, that was presently under attack and needed now to be re-established. The debanking scandal burst into the public sphere last month after Nigel Farage revealed his long-standing bank was closing both his business and personal accounts. While a hostile briefing against him in the media by his own bank, part of the NatWest group, tried to portray the decision as being purely based on Farage's financial position, it was later proven to be a politically motivated development. "Listen," Nigel Farage speaks to Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM Patriot.